Blog Talk Radio. sunshine and rain. Sing along with me, children. Joy and pain. I like sunshine and rain. Sing it with me right now. Joy, ooh, and pain. I like sunshine and rain. Ain't it the truth right now? Joy and pain. Ooh. I like sunshine and rain. Sing it with me one time. Joy,
Lord,
and pain. I like sunshine and rain. Do it by yourself. Do it one more time. Joy, Lord, and pain. This is you right now. Sunshine and rain. Joy. Oh, oh.
Thank you.
Oh,
thank you.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Peace and love. Peace, peace, peace and love, beautiful souls. I appreciate you all for your time and energy. It's your host for the night, the White Jolly. And tonight, we're going to be talking about the value of our children. And I want to take you, this time to thank you all once again on behalf of the family, on behalf of us all over here at Enhancing Awareness Radio. We're just trying to enhance your awareness just a little bit. And tonight I want to be talking about the value of our children, because I believe that, I know, I'm past the belief point. I know that our kids have more value than we even know. And by knowing this, I began to understand or come to a place of realization as to what it meant to actually have kids and to value that experience, because a lot of us don't get to experience that in this lifetime. And a lot of us are battling within this and trying to find our way. A lot of us are struggling to have kids and wanting kids of our own and going through things like this. And while other people are taking these things for granted and not really even beginning to understand the value or that the responsibility that has been placed upon them, because they don't know how to view this responsibility. They take it as something that is worldly. And what I mean by this is, when you have kids, because of the diaspora of this society, you automatically deem that this is now a new bill for you. You are now automatically deemed that this is something that you must deem now. You have to pay for this. Automatically, your child psychologically becomes something that you feel is holding you back. At first, it feels like motivation, and that's for a reason. In the initial stage of you knowing that you're going to have a child, something changes before this child actually gets to this world. You're feeling, you know, you're feeling happy, you're feeling elated, you're feeling like, I'm bringing something new into this world, I got to get right, you know, I got to do this, I got to do that. So you make all these preparations, you do all these things, and then when a child gets her, you feel like now everything has changed. A lot of us lose our drive. A lot of us begin to allow ourselves to be moved by what the child needs versus what we need. Not even understanding, no understanding, that this is now hurting the child. And what I mean by this is this. We come from a diaspora. We come from a lineage of where we have been maliciously attacked, not only as a people, as a of color, but as a human race alone within itself. And there's no doubt that our people, the people of color, all is my people, I consider. But the people of color, for my black people, for us growing up and coming up in the hood and up against all these different dynamics and The reason why I say that we must acknowledge the fact that this is a black and white thing, simply because this is what we're up against. If you fail to acknowledge that fact, then that means you're living in a cloud. You're not amongst this reality. I would never run from my reality. I totally understand that we're living in a society that bases everything off of color, off of creed, off of wealth, off of what you do for one another versus how someone makes you feel. This is the whole dynamic that we're bringing our kids into. So initially, we think that we're doing our kids a favor by pushing them and forcing them to be the best version that they can be of themselves in this world. But initially, we're actually turning them into something more than what we were, a new age machine is what we're turning our kids into. And we're turning them into weapons against themselves. The very same things that was done against us, that was done to us by our parents because it was done to them. So you're talking about bringing your kids into a dynamic of trying to find themselves in the midst of a society of amongst lost people. So therefore, your child has no choice but to become lost in this world, no matter how hard you try to shield them, no matter how hard you try, no matter what you do, what you say, what you don't do. These things leave our kids in a place of dismay, in a place of despair, in a place of unknowing, simply because you are. In a couple of scriptures or in the scripture, it says, our people shall perish from lack of knowledge. So understand what this means. This is telling you that ignorance is bliss. When our children are born, most of us are healing, trying to heal, or we're neglecting to do so. So this means that we're bringing our children into toxic situations. Why are these situations toxic? Because the ways of the world have so much imbalance that has been created against us. When you even understand or overstand what I'm telling you, let me tell you how. So we live in a society to where somebody has to be in charge or somebody can't, right? We're talking about a matriarchal society versus a patriarchal society. A masculine-controlled society versus a feminine-controlled society. It seems like it always has to be one or the other. This is where the power struggle is formed at the top, at these religions, as they suppress the woman and make it seem as if the man is in control of all things. So this creates an imbalance. As we do this, we're dealing with people that have misused women, that have mistreated women, that have done a lot of things to women over these years, that have allowed women or forced women to have to be more of a version of themselves than they were designed to be. So you're talking about our women are sick. You're talking about our women are over-masculinated. You're talking about our women are forced to be everything that a man is not, simply because a man is forced out of this role that he is naturally in. How so is this, some of you may ask. This is so because when you think about and understand that this whole religion, the whole ways of this world, has us living one way or another. There's no balance in this way. Our homes are missing the balance amongst masculine and feminine energy. The whole design of creation was built out of these two very principles. When you even understand what this means, or when I want you to grasp what this means for you on the energetic level and why the balance is so obvious, the imbalance is so obvious that we're dealing with. Because when you understand how the man has been removed from the home and how we grow up in a society to where we have a lot of women that have had to be the creator and they have had to be the hunter and the gatherer, so to speak, okay? The woman has had to go out and get the food. She's also had to prepare it. She's had to bathe the children. She's had to nurture the children. She's had to do everything. Because of this whole dynamic, we have a generations of women that are suffering, generations of women that have become toxic to themselves simply because they had to. What do I mean by this? You're talking about emotional imbalance. You're talking about the fact that a woman has to be more. She has to secrete more energy. She has to do more, think more, act more. Versus her doing her natural thing in this society, in this universe, in this world. So what happens is, as this woman begins to become more strong, she begins to disengage from her very femininity, from the very things that make her the divine energy that she is, the things that make her the gatherer, the things that make her the ones that build infrastructure, the things that allow her to be free within those constraints of being simply herself. Now she's forced to be more, so she's dealing with, you're talking about thyroids, you're talking about eating habits, you're talking about all these things that result in stress disorders. You're talking about how the woman can develop all these different aspects to where they're hurting and all of their disease, their diseases are emotional based. Because why? They've been brought into some type of dynamic to where they were hurt emotionally, and this pain continued throughout their life. The disappointments, the letdowns, expecting things from men in their life that were never fulfilled. They're hurting, the defense mechanisms are up. This is causing the man to have to flee. This is causing the man to have to get away. The man cannot stand such pressure. The man is not built that way. So you're dealing with a man that is naturally going against everything that he knows and feels that is within him when he allows himself to be subjected to such scrutiny, is what they call it in this society. When this man feels like he can't do anything right, when this man feels like all she does is nag. See, this is society that we're living in today. So we're wondering why our kids come into this. What do our kids, where are you going with this, Dwight? Well, I'm going with this and I'm taking you somewhere. I'm painting a picture for you. I want you to think about how our kids are born into this type of dynamic and how initially when you know that you're pregnant, how everything in you begins to question so many things. You begin to wonder, can you do it? You begin to wonder, can I make this work? Can I make this life? Can I make this a good life for this child in this world? You begin to, your motherly instincts kicked in, your fatherly instinct, man, I got to get right, I got a child, I got a baby on the way, I got to do right, y'all. You're doing all this talk. You don't understand what your concept of doing right is because the concept of doing right and wrong was given to you. So a part of you wants to get your life right. A part of you wants to focus on what you need to do for you. A part of the woman wants to stay home with the child every day. A part of her never wants to leave the child. She feels like the child needs her. I'm supposed to be here. Something ain't right. I ain't supposed to go to work. Then we live in a society to where they tell you that it's okay to return to work. It's okay, you know, leave your child. By the age of one, you're ready to drop them off at daycare. The disconnect has already begun from the time that you were not the first person to cradle your child. What do I mean by this? In natural childbirth, in ancient times, women gave birth standing straight up. Why would they do this? Well, we're talking about the law of gravity. If you're standing up and something is coming down from you, naturally you want to stand up to make it easier on yourself. But we live in a society, first of all, where you're laying on your back. So now you're sitting up, laying on your back. You're in pain. You're suffering during birth. Your child begins to suffer coming in. You begin to suffer complications during the birth, during the pregnancy. You're having them. They're pumping you full of all these different things. Women are not eating the right foods because of her lack of iron, because of her lack of magnesium. She's needing these things during the whole birthing process. Not knowing that the earth has already provided all these things for her, she just simply must change her diet. So because of the ways of society, our children are being born in traumatic circumstances, not only in the physical aspect, but in the spiritual as well. You're talking about trauma before they even understand what trauma is. You're talking about a child with the umbilical cord around their neck. You're talking about how mothers are almost dying during childbirth. You're talking about how they're performing C-sections. You're talking about all these different dynamics to where a woman is having a child and the father's not there. She's mad he's not there. She's upset. She's crying. She don't want nobody in the room. You're talking about emotional distress that women go through. She's in pain. She had an abortion before. She had a miscarriage before. This is her first child. All these things are new to her. There's no divine feminine energy there to comfort her. No one there to let her know that everything is all right. No one there to hold her hand. Another woman, another feminine energy. Because we are in matter, we're in the mother. The mother is here to nurture us. This is what the earth does. As we begin to understand what this means, why our connection with the mother is so divine and why it is so needed, why it is so universal on every level, all you have to do is pay attention to nature. Pay attention to the way the bird cradles the baby until it takes care of the baby, feeds it, eats food, regurgitates it, does all these things until the baby is able to fend for itself. We are feeding our kids our regurgitated toxicness, our regurgitated hurt, our regurgitated pain, our regurgitated stress, our regurgitated discomfort, our regurgitated unwants, our regurgitated needs, our regurgitated desires. Now you begin to intoxicate your child with the ways of the world. You have no idea what this is doing to your child. Your child begins to suffer emotionally before your child even identifies what its emotions are. Your child is not given a fair opportunity to live. How do I know this to be true? Because we all can equate to this. Once you begin to be indoctrinated into this system called life in this country, in this world that we live in, you begin to be taught and trained to be something and somebody else versus who you naturally are. The disconnect has already begun from the time that they cut the umbilical cord and the doctor was the first one to touch you and then hand you to your mother. When your mother then breastfeeds you and she gave you the infant meal and all the other milks. When they told your mother that she shouldn't breastfeed you, when they go ahead and told your mother that they have to have a C-section, when all these things happened, when your mother was going through all these discomforts when she was pregnant, wondering, were you going to be okay? Wondering what she's going to be able to provide a good life for you? Wondering what she's going to be able to still live her life? All these questions that begin to feel the mother as she's pregnant. All these different emotions that the mother experiences. The child is of the mother's flesh. The child feels everything that the mother does. While the child is in the womb, the child is so connected to the mother that all it knows is the mother's heartbeat. The mother's appetite changes. Everything about her changes. She begins to glow. She begins to think differently, feel differently, eat differently. Her dreams begin to be more vivid. She begins to think of things. A child is in a state of remembrance in her womb. This is the connection. This is the divine connection. A spark has already been performed. Two bodies have been in motion. This motion has caused the creation. A woman is only fertile once a month. A man is fertile every day. A man stays ready to create. A woman is patient with her creation because the woman is also the destroyer. As much as the woman creates, she can also destroy. This is her power. This is also the power of the earth that we live on. So when you understand these dynamics, you understand that how both of these things are being instilled into your child while your child is in the womb. Powers that you do not even know that you have. So now, the child is born. The father is either present or he's not. He questions whether it's his or whether it's not. He does, he doesn't. You have a husband, you don't. You have a baby daddy or just a kid's father. You have two, three different baby daddies. No matter the dynamic, the child is still born into this world. While you're going through whatever it is you're going through and your emotional distress and your relationships and all these different things that you're trying to figure out, now you're trying to figure out how to have a child in the mix of it. Not realizing that your child is a reflection of everything that you are not. This is the true dynamic of the child. As man and woman create child, this is the Trinity. Once you create this Trinity, your child is to remind you of the ongoing cycles of life. Your child is to remind you of a new perspective. Your child is to remind you of a new opportunity. Your child is to remind you of something that is so fresh, so divine, so unexplainable. You do not look at your children in awe anymore. We do not. At one point, I did not. This is how I know these things to be true. I used my kids. Want me to tell you how? My kids became my excuse not to live. This is what a lot of us do. My kids become my excuse not to. I had kids. I couldn't do it. I had kids. I had to stop. I had kids. I couldn't do what I want to do for me no more. What do you think this is saying to your child? Your child now develops an obligation to you. They feel they're obligated to do something for their mother. The first thing when they make it, they want, I got to look after my mama. You wonder why this is such a trend. Because we're watching our mothers hurt. We're watching them sacrifice. And we know that she sacrificed her whole being, her whole happiness on making sure that I was happy, making sure that we were happy. Such a sacrifice cannot go unrewarded. Surely it cannot. But we live in a world to where we equate these rewards to something physical. Therefore, we look at our children to bring us some type of physical happiness. You better make me proud. You better go out there and do what you got to do. You better show everybody what you worth. Not knowing that your child has been trying to find his very worth because you never knew your own. This is what we're passing down to our children. If you look at the news, if you pay attention to the music, if you pay attention, we have a bunch of children that do not know their worth. Why? Because we have a bunch of adults that are suffering the same fate. This is why it is crucial for us to heal. Our children are reminding us to heal. Our children are reminding us that we must always be in a place of being mindful of where we are, what we say, how we act, because they're watching. Because they know who you are. Your children know when you're lying. Even when you think that you're hiding something from them, they know you tell them. They know how you feel. They know something wrong with mama. They know dad is going through something. Now we're living in a dynamic to where our mothers have had to be our fathers because our fathers were absent. We don't take the time to look at the whys. All we look at is you weren't there. The blame is so evident in this culture and what we've been taught. I'm simply telling you what I know. Take it as something to think about. How these things have been created for you, for us, and how our relationship with our kids, our children, has suffered because of this whole dynamic. When you even begin to understand what this means for us and how we have to heal, this is why we must heal. This is the meaning of your children. Your children are to bring you a new sense, a new will to heal yourself so they will not have to in the next lifetime. We will pass down so much trauma, so much hurt. Are we going to do the same to our children? Are we going to repeat this process? Are we going to allow ourselves the time to heal? What does this healing mean for us? What does this healing mean for you? How do we heal, wife? How do you heal? By simply removing yourself from the ways of the world, and you understand that it's necessary for your kids to do so. What do you mean? We got to do this to survive. We got to do this. I mean that you take the very things that are meant to bind you, to keep you suppressed, and you use them as tools. The only way you're even going to use them as tools is you have to know your power. You have to know yourself in this process. You have to understand that these things are being used against you in order for you to know how to use it. See, how can you know something if you won't even take the time to believe it for what it is? If you will not take the time that the school is an indoctrination, an early showcase for prison. If you will not take the time that when we encourage our children to be athletes, we're encouraging them to be million-dollar slaves. You will not take the time to encourage or realize within yourself that everything that you push your kids to be in this world, you're hurting them. You must teach your kids balance. You do not know this balance, so how could you teach them to them? This balance requires one thing, one simple thing. that what we call Mayat, or what in Kemetic tradition is called Mayat, be restored. How is this Mayat restored? In this diaspora that we're living in right now, if you pay attention, everything is about a feminine movement, okay? We have moved to a matriarchal society. Women rule this world. Now, why is this not good? Yeah, I know I just tripped a lot of people out. Why is this not good? This is not good for one reason. There's no balance there. The woman is so obsessed with power that she does not want to relinquish it into a man until he shows or deems himself powerful enough to handle it. Therefore, the man is going to always feel powerless in the situation. You're talking about energies, not people. Let's understand that these two energies are what create balance in this world. If one is off balance, the other one is imbalanced. The law of duality. Pay attention to what I'm telling you. Understand that we're talking about how our women are over-masculinized and our men are over-feminized. Our men are being more and more. Listen to me. Our men are being more and more retreatable. They're not going into the fight. They're not standing their ground. They're retreating. They're fading. We don't know how to stand up anymore. We're tired of standing up. We got men tired of fighting, tired of telling people how we feel, tired of trying to voice our opinion. It doesn't matter. They keep locking us up. Child support, we can't win. We can't get a job. We got to do this. We hustling, we killing each other. We doing all these things. Just pay attention to the dynamic. As our women thrive in society, our women are thriving. They're doing things. They're looking at us like we're going to leave y'all behind. Understand what this imbalance causes. When I say that the men are hunters and the women are gatherers, understand that the men are feminine. Understand the principles of energy. If you stay with me, all is energy, okay? Understand what masculine energy is designed to do. Masculine energy is designed to expand. The masculine energy is the creator, the go-getter, the explorer, see? You're talking about spirit versus matter, water, mother, see? Now you have one that is being stronger than the other. So what are we talking about here? We're talking about the very aspect of what it means to be masculine and feminine, man and woman. The man is designed to work the land. The man is designed to use his hands. The woman is designed to build infrastructure. The woman is the one that puts it all together. The woman is the one that is detail-orientated, that sees it all, that tells the man, you're missing this detail. Baby, we should be doing this to expand the business. And you go out and you expand the brand. The man goes out amongst the land and he plants the seed as the woman sits at home and nurtures it. See, this is what is missing. Just because I said sit at home, a lot of y'all are like, what, sit at home? I'm supposed to sit at home. My loves, my beloved queen, you're not supposed to be doing as much work as you're doing. You need a relief. The problem is, if a man comes along and wants to relieve only one or two things, you want him to relieve all things. You must allow these things to be a slow process. This process to get us here has been tedious. Lots of money has been spent on causing this dynamic to be imbalanced so that we can create it for our children, so that we can inseminate our children right into the matrix in the same mindset that we had. Simply one thing: to get rich. Money will solve everything. Don't worry about your problems. Don't worry about what's going on. Money gonna solve everything. Baby, it don't matter. Just go out there and get your mama a house. I'm happy with a house. I'm happy with... You don't know what happiness is. You've been searching for happiness, and your happiness has been defined by currency. This currency controls you. Now you had no choice but to teach it to your children. You missed the whole lesson within your child's birth, the whole lesson within your child's existence. How do I know this? Because I did it too. I found myself going out to go get it. I found myself trying my best to go get some money. I found myself doing my best to provide on what I thought a father could be. And the whole time I was neglecting what my kids needed out of me the most. It just needed me there. If I would have never taught them that my value was based on what I could do for them, they would have never waited on me to buy them anything. The same thing deals with me watching them watching me become angry, them watching me become sad, them watching me be bad at their mother. If they never saw it, they would have never learned it. Our children are more divine than you can even understand. If you look into the eyes of your child, you see astonishment. You see wonder. You see a child asking questions. What is this, mama? What is this? Ooh, daddy, what is this? What is this? Ooh, daddy, why is this? Why is this? Why is this color? What is this? This color? Why the grass green? Why the birds fly? Why the butterflies? Why? If God is the answer, what is the question? I'm going to ask that question one more time. If God is the answer, what is the question? A lot of us forget to question in this life because we don't understand who we are. We get to a state of knowing and we think we know everything. Not realizing that our ignorance is the very thing that keeps us in a place of being so in a state of unknowing to where it can keep you to a place of appreciating everything. Your ignorance should keep you in appreciation in this life, but instead it drives you like a dog, like a lion hunting for a prey. We seek knowledge with more satisfaction within finding what we're looking for than we should ever think that we can enjoy in this life. Knowledge is so infinite and ignorance is so bliss. So within knowing this, you're supposed to find comfort within what you do not know by simply knowing that you can continuously learn and question in this life. This is why every religion, every Abrahamic tradition, all these religions teach you not to question. You cannot question anything. This is what religion, this is what this world teaches to you. It keeps you from questioning. It keeps your imagination suppressed. Your child, your children, our children are supposed to remind us of our imagination. They're supposed to remind us of how beautiful this world could be if we saw it through their eyes. If we saw the world they do, how much could we accomplish? Understand that your problems are like chameleons. Your problems can take different forms. Many different things can arise, and they all fall under one category as problems. Why? Because you deem them as such. As you convey these things and as you live through these things and you're trying to find the answers within these problems, you search outside of yourself. This only creates more problems. That's it. Because you're not satisfied in whatever answer you found within the first problem, because the first problem, the first answer always led you to you. You weren't satisfied in the first answer. So therefore, you wanted to know more. You wanted to blame someone. You wanted to say it was someone else's fault. This has kept you in a place of disbelief. It is a sad state to be in the world that we live in. Because they give you so many other things to believe in, you don't know what to believe anymore. So you begin to ask yourself, when you watch your children, you begin to tell them to shut up. I don't want to hear that. Be quiet. You're asking me too many questions. Here, play this game. Go play your game. Go to your room. You're suppressing the very thing that's been suppressed upon you, your imagination, your will to live, the very essence of who you are. And you wonder why you're passing it straight down to your children, even though you're not trying to, even though you give them nice Jordans, you give them nice clothes, you give them a nice school, you may have a car, you do all these things, but your kids are still suffering emotionally. Why? Because you are. You have missed the lesson. You do not get it. You view your kids as a responsibility instead of a reflection. This is how we miss the lesson. You don't value your child's worth in your life. So that's why when your child gets older, you hate to let them go, because you still haven't got to listen. You still don't understand that their life is not your own. Their life was brought back to teach you something. It came through you to remind you of the powers and abilities that you have, and also how you can create this life. How you and this man together, no matter how you feel about him, no matter what it was, there was something there, there was a spark there that caused you to create this life. You forget this part of this creation. You forget this part of your relationship. You only worry about what he's not doing. You only worry about what she's not doing. You only worry about how you feel. You forget the gift that they brought you. You forget the gift that you received. Your child does not feel like a gift in this world. Your child feels like a burden in this world because you deem it as such. You wonder why your child suffers? Because you're suffering. You see yourself as a burden in this world, so your child has no choice but to do the same thing. We have to heal, Divine One. We must. It is our duty, it is our obligation to do so. We cannot allow these cycles to repeat in this life. Us failing to do so will leave us in such a state of detriment, not only as a people, not only as a and the separatism. I even do not like even uttering such words from my lips, to be honest with you. The whole dynamic of black and white, not even understanding that every woman is connected together. I don't care her color. This is why every woman is pushing the feminine movement. This whole concept of color is so controversial to the point to where it's the last thing that we're going to hold on to where it'll be the last thing that kills us as a human race. Not understanding that we all are mankind and we're already dying. We view them as dying because they're only 2% of the population now. And we view us as thriving because we're growing, we're enhancing. But what does this mean? No one understands the age that we're living in, the age of destruction. We're in the age of darkness. We're in the age of the mother for a reason. The mother is the giver of life. She is also the destroyer. The age of Baset, the age of Sekhmet, the age of darkness, the age of Khalil. Look up those names. Talking about women energies, feminine energies that are designed to destroy all things that go against the balances that have been created for this world. But when an energy cannot feed off of those energy, it begins to feed off of itself and everything good in the process. So we're talking about a dark age. We're talking about how people have to be real honest and real careful with themselves, and we have to find the balance within ourselves. If so, we can look into our kids and see these imbalances that we have within us. I know a lot of people were like, what was this show going to be about? You thought I was going to talk about some baby daddy, baby mama, child support, all of that. No, no, no. This is not the case. Sir. These things are distractions to keep you away from the very thing that must occur for our kids to have a chance in this world. And this is balance. As the woman, you are designed to be infrastructure. You are designed to gather as the man goes out and hunts. The problem is not enough men are hunting because we have too many women doing it for us. We have to understand that this is created. It isn't that the man lacks the will. He lacks the opportunity to do so. See, there's a difference there. This world was not giving a man the opportunity to be a man. They're only giving him an opportunity to submit and be a man under certain circumstances. He's not free to be himself. He's not free to love himself. He's not free to create and go explore. Too many things are tying him down mentally and physically in this world. So you wonder why our kids suffer, because they're suffering from all the things that are tying him down and tying you down and propelling the woman to go do more than be what it is that she needs to be in the home. It doesn't mean that she doesn't work. It doesn't mean that she doesn't provide. It doesn't mean that she's not providing balance. It simply means that she is the infrastructure of the home. She understands her feminine energy. She understands that she gives her man power, and he gives him love. She gives him power. He gives her love. This is a constant exchange. If this man is looking for love and the woman is looking for love, somebody's going to start seeking the power at some point, not even knowing what true power is because you don't know who you are. Our kids are reminders. Our kids are like alarm clocks. Our kids are like the time is now. When you see your kids, you should be reminded of the very childlike energy that you once possessed within yourself, the very imagination that you still can harness. Instead of telling your kids to shut up, talk with them. Explore these questions with them. Some of these questions you probably forgot about asking yourself because you lost trying to find the answer to them. Nope, somebody told you to shut up, so you stop questioning it too. You start questioning why the grass is green. You start questioning why the butterfly is yellow. You start questioning why the sky is blue. That's your problem. Embrace it. Embrace your imagination. It is the only thing that is keeping you connected to this world, to this universe, I should say. Everything is waiting to connect with you. The problem is, you're waiting to connect with you as well. You have to find a place within yourself to be able to realize and really find some type of comfort within being able to imagine and explore in your life. Without this value, without this, this is a necessity that a lot of us are missing. Without this virtue, I should say. Because this is something, understand why language was even given to us, all right? You're talking about something that's giving you words to try to describe what it is you feel on a spiritual level. So when I say when I say the word imagination, this is not even enough to suffice how far your mind can go. It's beyond imagination. Let me say that. Your imagination is beyond your imagination. Literally. Literally it is. To know this, you will begin to explore the world. I asked a question earlier. I said, if God is the answer, then what is the question? We must ask ourselves, exactly what is the question? Let me answer that question for you. We are the question. Man is the question. How is man the question? Because you are centered to question. You are centered to explore. You are centered to live. You are centered to create. You are centered to find things and send messages back to the divine, to the source, to the creator. This is how we split up. This is how we're all images of God. This is what the truth is. If you don't see this in your child, this is what your child is supposed to remind you of the wonders of creation of God. How could something work through you so divinely to create this? How could it happen? Ask yourself. And then begin to ask yourself the harder question. You want to know anything about creation? Ask yourself during meditation. I guarantee you, if you allow your fears to be removed, you will find it. The answers will be revealed to you as the birds give confirmation. Frequency, sounds, and vibrations are what we deal with in this life. If you don't see yourself as such, you're going to miss the point. I often think of so many things that we try to think of when we see our kids and when we look at them. And I remember being in there and watching my daughter being born, how it changed the very dynamic of the way I saw myself in this world, because I saw myself in her. I saw myself in her creation, the very essence of who she was. Even as I speak with you now in this moment, as I recall that very moment, It makes me think about how it changed the very way I look at this world. I begin to view this world in a different way. At some point along this journey in life, I forgot about that feeling. I forgot about that new feeling of desire, that new feeling of want to create so much so I can give her the world. We forget about those desires. So we get satisfied with simply giving them a car, simply giving them some Jordans, simply giving them a good outfit, simply giving them a meal, not knowing that as we create, we're showing and proving to our kids who and what they can be in this life. This is the ongoing process that we should continue. Don't allow your kids to remove you from who you are. Allow them to remind you of who you can be. Don't allow your kids to become a burden for you. Allow them to release you from the burdens of this world so your sole responsibility becomes on being the very best version of you that you can be. Allow your kids to propel you into being a better you, a more virtuous you, a more truthful you, a more honest you, a more loving you. Allow your kids to reinstill your virtues. Allow them to remind you of how pure you must be because they're so pure. Allow your kids to remind you of the essence of who you are. That's what they're designed to do. The problem is, you've been looking at everything just the opposite. Like I keep saying, how do I know? Because I was doing just the same thing. So you have to reverse the way that you look at your kids. Reverse the way this world tells you to view your child. Only then will you begin to see the very essence of who they are. And it's powerful once you do it. Doing this will allow you to see them, you, for who you truly are. Because then you will begin to realize that you are more than this world told you that you were. If you can create something so divine, if something so powerful can come through you, how can you allow this world to leave you in a place of denying your ability, forgetting who you are? How can you allow this world to keep you in a place of being suppressed within your power? How can you allow this world to keep you away from being you when you have such power invested within you? Do not allow this world to make you think that your kids or put her to hold you back, or that your life must stop because of them. Allow yourself to know and understand, to know and believe within yourself that your kids are here to remind you to live, to remind you to be a kid again. That is the simplicity in all of this, is what I'm telling you. Allow your kids to remind you to be a kid again. Within doing this, you will be reminded of the things that you missed out on in this life. Within doing this, you can share within your child's childhood instead of rushing them to be adults. By doing this, you're hurting them simply because you suffered in this area. Stop rushing your kids to grow up simply because you did. And now you wish that you hadn't. I promise you, if you view your children as a beacon of your light, you will allow them to shine. Peace and love, beautiful soul. I appreciate you all for your time and energy. I truly do. I just wanted to speak with you all and give you a different dynamic, a different way to view your children in this world. Because you need to view yourself a different way in this world. Because the very essence of you lies within your children. I love you all for your time and energy. May Spirit guide you and keep you. May you find your way back to you. May you find your way through the mist of your darkness. May you find yourself through all the things that are keeping you bound. May you free yourself from yourself in this life so your kids can witness you do this. Within doing so, you will show them how to be victorious instead of teaching them how to be a victim in this life. This is your duty. As I keep quoting our divine sister, Nicola, our ancestors, your grandmother, your grandfather, everyone you know that came before you taught you how to survive. Teach your children how to heal. They're here to remind you that you must. Peace and love, beautiful souls. Namaste.
It's a word called love, called love, called love.
Basically the same stories. Don't appreciate what I came and did since 96 every year. Something must be seriously wrong with the world. I know y'all ain't hating.
Some people hate.
Don't tell me it's hating.
Some people hate.
Nah. You know what I think?
Some people hate.
I think y'all lost your mind. Public, my attitude is kick cause motherfuckers love it. Got a chip on my shoulder, the size of the golden nugget in Vegas. And being famous, I came to get the butter. I came from the gutter. My success in this game is sort of like poetic justice. A payment for brushes with police officers. A peace offering from the guards for the streets I was tossed in. Time deceased in a coffin. I'ma be a beast on these beats, release it early and often, please. You're the same for the brothers, ain't gonna change the numbers. It's the strengthening the chain among us, please. We ain't afraid of none of you. You want it with us. Ain't nothing changed since the 96 summer. Come on.
Wake at 8 maniac